Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
68 degrees and raining in New York City. I'm Steve Scott. Good evening. It is 7:31. Flooding, wind damage, even tornadoes are a possibility overnight tonight as what's left of Hurricane Ida is drenching the tri-state. Craig Allen is back with us live. Craig, we were talking earlier on today that, you know, what are we, 1,300 miles, I think, from New Orleans, and to think that this storm is still producing this kind of rain and this kind of wind.
Incredible, incredible.
And WCBS anchor Steve Scott, he's in North Jersey checking out some local streets as far as he could go.
The word we're hearing from state police here in New Jersey and from local police in municipalities all across the state, especially in the northern part of the state, just don't try to go out. It's just too dangerous. Roads are impassable. You think you have found a route, and then you make a turn, and all of a sudden, your car is just engulfed in floodwaters. We've seen dozens and dozens of vehicles that have been abandoned. Other vehicles are just floating down Main Street.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. We do appreciate it as we recap our top story. It happened at 3:40 this morning. Congress certified the Electoral College vote. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been elected president and vice president. The election is over. This happened after yesterday's insurgency at the Capitol that left four people dead. So how did protesters manage to breach the United States Capitol? Former NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly told our Peter Haskell that that never should have happened.
He believed that the report was largely political and then sort of dropped this bombshell right in the middle.
It really did take a left turn there, didn't it, Marla? Yeah, Rita Glavin went point by point, rebutting the attorney general's report. And then Andrew Cuomo took to the microphone and said that he's made mistakes, but he never intentionally hurt anyone. In his mind, he never crossed the line, but he's now learned where that line actually is. And then all of a sudden, he said that he didn't want to be a distraction for what needs to be done. And in 14 days, Andrew Mark Cuomo, the 56th governor of New York, will resign. And 62-year-old Kathy Hochul will become the first female governor in the history of New York
State. Bernadette Hogan covered Governor Cuomo for the New York Post every day through the past 2 years. She led reporting on the Cuomo scandal, and she's on our newsline right now. Bernadette, did you see this resignation coming today?
Honestly, I'm shocked. I did not see it coming today.
The governor had been defiant throughout, saying he would not resign, that he did nothing wrong. What do you think was the tipping point that finally led us to today?
Well, part of it, you've seen a falling of
the Senate has been gaveled back into session as it prepares to vote on the articles of impeachment against President Trump. Michael Wallace back with me here in the newsroom right now. They are reading the two counts, and it won't be long, Mike, and we'll hear from the senators one by one as they vote.
Yeah, a few moments ago.
We are sticking with this because, let's face it, it is history. No matter which side of the aisle on which you may sit, as you observe all this, this is only the third time in the history of our country that the United States Senate has voted on articles of impeachment against the President of the United States. And we're bringing it to you because you should be a part of this history as it is happening right now at the Capitol. The Pulitzer Prize-winning author and historian John Meacham is hosting a new podcast that looks at a fascinating topic, the pervasive growth of misinformation and disinformation in our lives, in our society, in our politics. It's called Fate of Fact. John Meacham is on our newsline. John, thanks for joining us. Little white lies and stretching the truth have been around forever, but recently it seems it's really become the norm. What are the roots of America's prevailing culture of polarization? How far back does it go?
Well, I think it goes back at least.
How do we know who to believe? If my favorite color is blue, I might believe this person. If my favorite color is red, I might believe that person. We believe the view we want to believe.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a besetting problem.
Ken Burns is with us today to talk about the film. Ken, great to see you again. Tell us, why Muhammad Ali? What led you to profile him?
It's always good to see you. This is one of the great, great characters.
Was Ali the first athlete to really tackle race as a social issue? You also profiled Jackie Robinson. He was thrust into that position as the first African-American major leaguer. But Ali really embraced it.
Yes.
Was he the first to do that? And then did he open the doors for others, John Carlos and Tommy Smith in the 68 Olympics and others?
I think that's a very, very smart question. I think they're all part and parcel, different generations.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.